solstice. Gather round the cauldron for another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. Which witch are you?
The land of the free and the home of the brave. What freedoms do you have? And what freedoms do you crave? The witches opine about what ages one should be free to do certain things and the responsibility and appreciation of freedom. And now, Daryl, Lisa, and Shelley.
Alrighty, guys, it is Witchy Wednesday. Ooh, that's the response I like. I like that response. Yes. Guys,
again?
It's your favorite day of the week, folks. And if you're joining us, we are a podcast, Good Witch, Bad Witch, where we talk about anything and everything. Nobody's safe on this show, so...
Hide.
Yeah. Hide yourself from us. But I'd like to introduce my witches. I got my good witch, Miss Shelley Majors, over here.
Hidely, hi.
I got my beautiful wife that I'm lucky enough to work with, the bad witch, Miss Lisa Brown.
Hi.
Scandal.
Scandalous bitch.
Oh. Hey.
And see what I mean? I get to work with her every...
And you know. Call me a bitch. It's lovely.
I paid for it. No. Oh, what? Like it. No.
That made absolutely
sense. It does. I never... Honey, haven't you met me yet? I make no sense. And I am your man witch that makes no sense here, guys. Oh, but we...
Here's your shovel.
I paid for it.
They make me do these shows once in a while. They have me do the introduction, I think, so that they know I'm just going to hang myself here.
I
so.
Guess. You just... Okay.
Don't point your fingers at us.
That's right. But anyway, we got a good show for you guys today. It's called Freedom of Choice. We're going to cover all different kinds of boundaries. Go, you know, to time, you know, when you had no freedom of choice. You were just a kid. You know, you didn't... You know, your parents told you everything you had to do, right?
That's right. Yeah.
So we're going to start off with our intro, talking about that types of stuff, and then we'll go into the meat, but Lisa wants to say something.
Oh, my God.
This is the layout of the show. Now we'll talk about the show.
One day when we started the show, then
I forgot to mention our new sponsor is meth.
And I'll be your paid-for bride over here. So, you guys, let's start with talking about freedom of choice when you were a kid. Kids nowadays versus, well, not really when you were a kid, but, like, the kids nowadays, I guess I should say. What is, like, how do you feel about kids being able to drive at 16? I've always thought... That was probably not the best idea, even when I was a 16-year-old. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now, I do feel better that they're making the kids have their
permit
for a year, mm-hmm, and stuff, a full year before they can get their driver's license.
Yeah.
And also log their hours.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. The parents have to log how much time they're with them and...
Daytime
and nighttime driving, right?
Yeah, and highway driving and all kinds of stuff, which I find great.
Sure.
Now, here's my thought on that whole thing. One of my clients was like, I said something about her son is actually, I think, in his 20s. And she had said something about, he said, can I use your car when you're doing, I think she was going to be on vacation. And she's like, no, you still don't have your license. And I go, well, why hasn't he yet? And she's like, well, he hasn't logged all his hours. Okay. At this point, don't you lie? I mean, like, how do you... I mean...
Where's the adult in the room
but
here?
God bless the mother for still having some qualities of not letting... You know, no, he still hasn't logged in his hours.
Fudge a couple numbers.
Well, isn't that how it is, like, on the whole thing?
Oh,
like with your kid... Like, if I had kids right now that was doing that... It would be like, if I had, let's say Christina is not as good of a driver.
Okay.
And I'm not saying that's the truth or whatever and stuff. I'm just using this one as child.
You just picked a name of Daryl's 60 kids.
Right.
You're a 60 kid.
And I'm like, honey, you don't have all your hours logged. But yet Megan is a great driver. I might fudge on that and be like,
oh, I see you're going with that. Yeah.
Yeah. And stuff. I mean, and not one person I've ever talked to has ever... actually fudged their kids' logs.
No, and that's a good thing.
It's great.
I'm with you there.
Relax.
I've heard a lot of people, you know, because we have, Lisa started off with a coffee, you know. You know, I thought I was hyped up off our new sponsor.
This is a hot button topic.
But no, I'm with you. We have younger friends that have kids that are drivers. Of course, we had our kids when we were younger. But they said, no, you know, they take it serious. And I think it's a really good lesson for them to learn, both the parents and the kids.
And not to lie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Honesty, safety, all of that. Yeah. And I think if you really care about your kids, you're going to want to make sure that they do all those things. Whereas our kids were just like, here's the keys. I'm drunk.
What's so safer?
Yeah, I think my mom would have said, here, just take that and get away.
Yeah, right. And I don't want to get off the subject or anything, but this is just kind of fun. So I also have these other clients of mine who I adore, and it's a mother-daughter. And the mom got the daughter a hotel room for prom. And they're going to go there after prom, and it's four girls, and they're not allowed to have the boys there, and there's no smoking, no alcohol, right? And I said...
What could go wrong?
Well, I told the daughter, I was like, so you're going to definitely have your boyfriend, right? And she's like, absolutely not. And I was like, why? And she's like, because mom will know. And I was like, how? And she's like, oh, she'll know. She'll just know. And I go, well, and she goes, and we have to be in by 12 or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, well, how would she know if you're there? And she's like, because I have
the tracker on the phone.
Yes. And I go, so leave your phone. I'm sitting here trying to help her.
Damn,
leave your phone at the hotel room.
Lisa, that's the wrong kind of influencers they want for the internet these days.
Well, I'm just like, I'm thinking of shit I would have done.
Like, you know what, Lisa's like, and here's my number. Kill me. I'll get you your booze.
Well, we were untrackable then.
Well, yeah, but I was like, leave your phone at the hotel if you want to go somewhere else. And she's like, why would I want to go somewhere else when I have this awesome hotel room? And I'm like, well, that makes sense. And she goes, plus, mom is going to be like texting me going, how was your night? What's happening? This and that. Now, if I don't text her back and I'm like, oh, I left my phone at the hotel, she'd be like, bullshit, and be on the door.
Or so we fell asleep. Mm-hmm, no.
Yeah, so there's something to be said about the fact that,
well, good for the teenager.
Absolutely.
God bless. I wish my kids would have been like that.
Right.
And that does kind of sound like a blast. I would love to have girls' night at the hotel. We could do facials or whatever.
Totally, totally. They're going to get ready there and everything and stuff. So, yeah. So, anyways, that kind of goes along with our whole freedom thing.
That's a cool freedom of choice.
Yes, I mean, but you also know that you...
You can't blow it.
Right. Or you'll never do it again. Yes. You'll never
be able to do it again. It's so much easier to get caught. And I think kids are just lamer now. They just don't do as much crime or blow or drinking. Or
I know. Well,
they don't stay up late.
No shenanigans. Or like, they can't even
Nancy's.
Spell it.
Seriously.
Come on. You're 16 and you don't have a kid by now? Damn it. What's your problem?
What is wrong with you? You haven't been pregnant yet?
When I teach my kid to drive, they're going to have a fifth of Jack between their legs. It's going to be on a manual.
You need to teach him to be tough.
That's right. Yeah. We're going to do cookies in the
Put
snow.
Put a little dirt on them. You know, these kids today get dirty. They're like, oh, I'm dirty.
So that brings me to, what do you think is a good time for kids nowadays to, I mean, I'm pretty sure, okay, so the legal age of drinking is 21.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That seems about fair. But when right before we turned 18, that it changed, but right before that, you could drink 3-2 beer at 18.
Mm-hmm. Which is like water.
What is it?
Yeah. So I think the point is we were missing out on the activity of going to bars, and you need 107 of them to get drunk. Mm-hmm. Am I correct?
I remember getting drunk off 3-2. Lisa got
a contact high from acid and wasn't even in the same.
I still think Oinkoinkmoo is right.
Yeah. It's gotta be.
But
so, what is the legal age for weed?
I don't know. I think it's 18.
It is 18.
Is it?
Yeah.
Because I thought somebody told me it was 21.
It should be.
I think it should be too. And I think you should have to be 21 to fight in a war.
And vote? What about voting?
Everybody's an idiot, and I don't even know if they count anymore.
Yeah, geez, I don't even know. I know 30-year-old people that shouldn't vote. Or smoke weed or drive.
That's rough. I like teaching young people the democratic process. I hope that it's real. I'm sorry I'm old and skeptical. But I think it's a good rite of passage. I'm okay with 18 for that.
And what about cigarettes and vape? What is that at now? 21 or is it 18?
I think it's still 18.
Is it?
I'm okay with 18.
We have to look all this up. We should do research before
Before we open our
I don't think anybody smokes anymore. But the vaping thing was a huge, really dangerous phenomenon for a long time.
Still could be like if I think I would love vaping.
It's kind of awesome, but yeah. I'm like a once a weeker, you know.
Oh, really?
I just blowing smoke up my nostrils when I have a few beers for whatever reason, but I'm not addicted to it. I've had a bottle of juice that's like 10% nicotine or something really, really small for about 2 years.
See, oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Good for you.
Here's my thing, and I've told you this before.
Uh-huh.
I want to vape really bad. Yeah. I don't want it for the nicotine. I don't need that.
I like flavors.
Yes, but I'm also kind of a hoarder, and I like to collect things.
Oh.
So I'd have to have at least 10 to 20 flavors.
Oh, yeah,
at
least. I see, yeah.
And so I can't afford it.
She
yeah.
would be.
Yeah.
Now, if you just stuck with one flavor, it's much, much cheaper than smoking cigarettes.
Absolutely, but what's the fun in that?
And you make a buddy that smokes like, the same flavor.
You are a collector.
I know. Like, even if I got a really good one, I'd be sick of it after a while. Yeah. And stuff, so I would need to, like, to change it up.
Somebody in the vape pen marketing world mm-hmm. needs to make them shaped like Pez and make collector vape pens. So then they can sucker you into that too.
Oh, well, yeah, because then it would change like while you're like, you could be like, ooh, fruit, it's latte.
Ooh, like that. remember the old pens from the 70s that had a red, green,
yes!
red one? You could have a vape pen like that, but with like all the crazy flavors.
Did you ever?
And that would be your freedom of choice of what vape pen you want.
I'm so lost.
Yeah, you totally went.
It's all the same kind of.
When I was a little kid, my cousins lived in Idledale, and they had like a old-timey store, like a Ooh, candy store,
sure.
and we could walk to it, and they had these one candy bars that were cut in like this, and they had different flavors on each, in yes! each square.
It was called 7-Up, and they got sued or whatever because of the soda.
Oh, no.
Yes, but each flavor, there was like, it was like having a box of chocolates,
yeah,
but in
like
a candy bar.
Yeah, raspberry one, yes. and then a caramel one. And
where are they now?
They don't have that at the...
No,
the
not
place over there in Arvada.
I've never seen it.
No vintage
sense.
Candy.
Like you said, they got sued and they mm-hmm. screwed.
They just stopped. Somebody should start that. But, yes. but that would be how the vape pen would be.
Yep.
It'd be like a 7-Up.
Uh-huh. Mm. Yep. Like the Willy Wonka of narcotics or whatever.
Right.
Nicotine products.
Perfect. Okay. So...
Ooh.
So you guys are all good with the ages, even if we don't know what they are with everybody?
Doesn't seem right that you can be 18 to go off and fight, but you have to be 21 to drink. I think if you go...
If you join the army, you can drink. How about we make that law?
There's that. I want okay. my soldiers well, to be hammered.
Do. Right.
yeah.
In the right frame of mind.
yeah, they just need to match. I don't...
So, yeah. this I guess this doesn't really have anything to do with freedom of choice, but it might. Like, as a democracy, as people who vote, do you think that it's weird that we still have an age for that the president has to be? Don't they have to be 40 or they can't be president?
I think it's 35.
You're right. It's like, 35.
Okay.
But do you, I mean, at this day and age, I mean, I don't want a 16-year-old president, but I think 35 is a little... I mean,
a little steep, like it should be a little bit lower. Because I know some people that are, yeah, in 25, you know,
I know
that
some
are smart, yeah.
80-year-olds who shouldn't be.
No. Well, yeah. Right.
So,
a few guys in their 70s right now that shouldn't even be thinking about it anymore. So, yeah.
And there's not a cap, right?
No.
There is not a cap. But, yeah, that's the thing, too. There should be a cap. And maybe we should go lower on the age. Although most people at 80 start to limerick and stuff. So there could be
is
that.
A throwback from the last episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I think there should be some age limits. As far as going lower, I really don't care how old this person is. Well, I do. I want them to be over 25. But mm-hmm. When your brain is finished cooking. But also to not be a dipshit and to not be a puppet and like just a face for whatever evil is going on behind the curtain.
Mm. So if you guys could make a bill or whatever, a proclamation, I don't know what these are called, that
I crown you Duke of Nottingham.
You're Worcestershire.
Well, in England, what's the age that you can be, if you what's his name anybody. Dies, he'll be the king. Right.
They had kings that were 4 years old.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
But how old should the cutoff be? 65, 75? Like
for us?
Yeah. Oh, if you were man. Making up a petition.
If some people are forced into retirement at 65 that still can do stuff, why can't the president be forced to stop at 65?
Just
you know?
Because this current dipshit is older.
Right.
I mean, Clint Eastwood for president, and he's 1,007. I'm fine with that.
That's true. There are yeah. some.
All he'd say is, get off my lawn.
I think he's 90.
Is he really?
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Clint Eastwood for president. Here's my sign.
Well, there, you use that for your petition instead.
Okay.
Yeah, but the two guys are even possibly that can be are two of the worst candidates we have right now.
We all know
two terrible
that.
Humans.
I don't even know why. And
give us a viable option.
Who the heck even wants this position is the reason.
That's the egomaniacs.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's totally.
Yeah.
Okay, so again, freedom of choice. Should kids get to be able to negotiate their curfews?
After 16, maybe.
That sounds fair. And, you know, and especially around the time when you have things that happen later at night, you know, school activities and stuff, and you're driving and all of that. I think that sounds fair.
Yeah, you know.
So, like, if you, like,
because when you're 18, you're not really going to have too much of a curfew.
Depending, some parents still, if their kids live at home, they're like, you live under my roof, you'll be here by
midnight. Yeah, and my door shuts at midnight. Uh-huh. Or, yeah.
Right, and okay. More kids are staying at home till they're 38, so who knows?
Yeah,
do you have a curfew for your adult children?
Yeah, I don't know. Or should they be able to negotiate it? Like,
right, or do they pay rent? Are we going there? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, there's that.
I go, yeah.
I think that if a kid, like, if they do well in school and they get up for school in the morning and they get to their job and everything and stuff, if they're going to stay out until midnight, that's fine. Mm-hmm. And stuff, you mess that up, you can't get up for school the next time, like, then it goes down from
I
there.
Like that a lot.
Yeah.
We talked about this when I was younger. I mean, even like 12, 13 years old, if I, you know, wanted to stay up a little bit later, my mom would say, well, then you better be up and ready, you know, mm-hmm. to go to school. I don't want to hear your teachers, anybody bitching that you were, you know. So, that, yeah, it's because there's responsible 12-year-old kids that can get up and do that, you know. And
that's a great
like
lesson.
That.
Yeah.
And again, what did you say about meth earlier?
Well, if you get up and take meth.
Meth.
You get a lot more done.
That
you
stuff
do.
Meth
you will clean the house before you go to school.
Everything but brush your teeth.
Right. That's what I put meth on my kids' toothbrushes.
Yeah, they're like, they didn't even know it. They're like.
Yeah. And stuff, so they're already brushing when they got it. Yeah.
With some luggy work.
Then they go to school and they get straight A's.
They're like, God, your kid is so into it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Come to Good Witch, Bad Witch for all your parenting advice.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, anybody else got anything about this ages. Kid's day and ages, freedom of choice?
I know that curfew stuff was really interesting. You raised a lot of good questions. Because we came from an era where you didn't have those discussions. You know, the rules were the rules. Or
right.
They either had the rules or you didn't.
See, the thing that I found so funny about the curfews was that the kids that were the, like, okay, the kid that was the best kid out of all of us was probably Karen. Would you agree?
Yeah.
I mean, she
responsible,
was...
Responsible, smart, all
smart,
that stuff.
Smart, responsible.
She was a parent's wet dream.
Yeah, she was very...
academic.
And
athletic.
Respectful. Yep. She did all the things. And she had the lowest, like, she had to be in by 10.
Yeah.
It was insane.
It
and
was
look
insane.
How good she is still.
Oh, yeah. That's true. But,
but
it's like,
they could have trusted her to
They could have trusted her to be out all night.
Uh-huh.
Well, and it's going to be a lot of really funny in the morning. That's actually a story I should. Did I ever tell that on the podcast?
No, do it.
So, Karen, I'm sorry if you're listening to this and I'm telling your secrets. Actually, I'm more sorry to your mom, but I'm telling the story. So Karen wanted to stay out later one time. I don't even remember why. Maybe she wanted to see a boy. Uh-huh. I don't remember what it was. And she stayed out with. She said she was going to spend the night at Julie's house because Julie had a later curfew.
Right.
Well, it was like midnight.
Okay.
Well, anyways, they didn't get home until 1, and so they couldn't go inside because they were gonna. They were like shit, you know. And so I think that Julie had said she was going to stay the night at Karen's.
The old reversal, uh-huh. Yep.
But then they were going to sneak in because Julie's bedroom was in the basement, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Well, they went to go to the sneak in and Julie's stepdad was awake still. And they could, so they just, kept going, like, because they were parked down the street.
Uh-huh.
So they kept walking up to the house, looking in the, and then going back and sitting in the car.
Oh, no.
And Julie said, you know what's funny about this is we get to go to sleep later.
Knowledge, though?
Yeah, she's like, and Karen was mad, and she was like, I'm tired, and this is why my parents wanted me to go home.
Yeah, Karen's like, no wonder.
So I still use that to this day. I'm like, the funny part about this is we get to sleep later.
And so, oh, my God. So that's, you know, as late as I stay up, You know, not when our kids were so much younger, they never could sneak out this and that, you know.
No, yeah.
But, you know, just think if we had kids today, they'd be like, that son of a bitch is still up.
We can't sneak in, we can't sneak out. Oh, my God. So, yeah.
I swear to God, I think I even annoy our dogs at times when they get, when I used to stay home at a, at our old house. The dogs used to be like, oh, God, he stayed home.
Oh, my gosh, that's so funny. Okay, well, we'll be back with the meat and talk about some freedoms of choice that we had as children.
Perfect.
Welcome back to Witchy Wednesday. We are talking about freedom of choice today. And if you're on the Patreon, please enjoy the video outtakes that are British and screechy. They're pretty good. They're about crimes committed. So if you want to hold something over on us, you may. Lisa has some more questions about freedom of choice for us because she's the glue that keeps our shit together.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Thank you.
She's the
You're welcome.
Glue shitter keeper.
I'm the sassafras pants.
That's right.
I just gotta shut my sassafras frass hole. All right. So when do you guys feel like that you were given freedom of choice in different areas? Like Daryl was telling a story about food. Tell Shelley about that. About when your mom made the same thing all the time.
No. I remember when I was a kid, you know, and she always got the same kind of cereal and this and that. And I was like, you know, but there's Fruity Pebbles right here. Can we try this? And I remember I kind of got, and, you know, my mom would, you know, be kind of like, well, I can afford this, though.
Right.
So we can eat the Frosted Flakes, not but they were the
and
fake
get more
Frosted
of
Flakes.
Them.
Yeah, and everybody can get that. And so one day you will get the Fruity Pebbles. Just have to let your siblings grow up and move out of the house.
You have to get a job.
Right.
Yeah. So.
You 6 years old.
But, no, that was a big thing in our household was at the time, you know, when my mom didn't make that great of money and stuff, you know, so we had to eat what we were able to eat and, you know, the norm soup with the heck of tomato
Campbell's?
Soup and what I used to tell you that I can't stand tomato soup and
grilled cheese.
Yeah, because I had that so much as a kid, you know, because the soup was cheap, whatever. But now you've got my brain thinking of what I was telling you.
That was it about picking out cereal.
So
that you were like, can we have some other kind of cereal?
Yeah, it was funny. So later in time, my mom, when she finally went from this one, she landed this killer job where she was making good money and stuff. So then it was nothing. Oh, you want the? Didn't you? You're grabbing that, but you wanted the fruity pebbles, this and that. And same thing with clothes. You know, I always had to wear like. You know, never got to pick out my clothes because they were stuff either. You know, I'd never had hand-me-downs because my siblings, my older brothers were so much older.
Right.
But still, I got the tough skins. I didn't get this. I got the, you know, regular t-shirt. I didn't get anything with it on the shirt. I had, you know.
There's no alligators on your shirt.
You know, my tennis shoes were whatever we could get at Yellow Front.
And when your mom got the better job, is that when you stopped eating porridge?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah.
I'm like,
and sharing a bed with a bear.
Right. Yeah.
But, no, I was telling Lisa that, too. It was kind of funny because my mom, you know, my freedom of choice was kind of, you know, when I got older, like, you know, I kind of like these shoes. She's like, okay, well, then, you know, I can afford those. Get those shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, same thing. I started getting into, I liked the Levi's 501s. And, okay, you know, and I'm like, I kind of need to change my wardrobe up here because I'm going to be getting into, you know.
Because you had a child.
Yeah. I had to look cool when I went to
he needed a maternity bra.
No, but it was funny because I told Lisa when I did get to pick out these one pair of shoes, they were the Adidas, like the ones that Run DMC wore.
Sure.
But they were different. They were light blue striped and everything because my favorite football player was in like an ad or something, and I'm like, I want those Adidas.
Uh-huh.
So I told my mom, I said, can I just pick these out? Can I have these shoes? So she's like, okay. So we go, they were only $70. But to her, she goes, do you realize in all your kid, your brother and sisters growing up, I don't think I spent $70 in shoes one, you know?
70 bucks in the 80s was a huge deal.
Yeah, so I got those. But yeah, you know, just simple little things like that. Choosing my own cereal, that freedom of choice. It was kind of how it kind of made you change into to a different person, I guess, you know, because you weren't under their total watch, watching what kind of TV shows I wanted to watch. You know, simple stuff like that.
Well, and it sounds like your mom used it as good lessons, too, you know, to show that you've earned the responsibility, that she earned the money to give you those choices. I think that's really cool. It sounded like she did a good job. So to some people, no matter how much money they have, they're like spoiling their kids willy-nilly, going into debt, you know, not teaching the kids the value of a dollar. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that sounds about probably a lot like me and Lisa's upbringing.
Do you think that there was a time that you remember where you started having more freedom?
I know that small things... They played mind games with us in a really good way, my parents, mostly my mom. And I think it was just like, if you help me with these chores, / don't be an asshole and throw temper tantrums and stuff, you can have these small rewards. And then giving us the option to choose those rewards, it just was really exciting. It was a big deal. Because it would take us all day to shop for a family of five at the commissary. Mm-hmm. We would go like once or twice a month. It was three grocery carts full.
Right.
And it was just me and my mom, and I was a little kid. You know, but it would be, you know, one cart is almost all milk, you know.
Right.
But you would get the cereal action and a bunch of meat for my dad and blah, 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 and all this stuff. And, you know, I was her helper, and she couldn't have done it by herself. So, but she's bribing me with, like, you know, lemon yogurt or something. And I'm like, fuck yeah, that's a hard day's work.
Hell yeah, I earned my yogurt.
Right,
today.
But I got to pick that yogurt. And she's right. Like, you can get something under $2 or whatever. And it was exciting, and it was a treat. And but it also showed, you know, if you do the right thing, then you get a thing.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have a curfew, correct?
I never had a curfew except for when I was grounded for that very brief time. of all of us, I think I should have.
Yeah, my point exactly. You should have lived at Karen's
house. Yes, and I don't think it's that my parents didn't care. I think they were so tired.
Yeah.
And I was the youngest and whatever. They were just like... let Jesus take the wheel, you know?
Well, it's like the parenthood thing where they said at the first one, you're hovering all the time.
Helicoptering.
Yes. Yeah, and by the third one, you're letting them juggle knives.
Exactly.
It's like, I can't.
Exactly, and yeah. To your point earlier, I think that they were so impressed with and trusting of you and Karen and my other girlfriends that they were just like, how hard can it be? You know, what kind of trouble could she get into?
Let's just send her out into the world. Jim, what do you think? And the door was open from there
what
on
she
out.
Didn't know is that you got on our nerves so bad we just left you places. We're like, figure it out for yourself. No,
I have a tin cup against the jail bars. Lisa said she'd get me home.
Oh. Like, I'll be back in the morning.
I don't know why my denim overall shorts are soiled. I don't know what happened.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what happened.
And so what about bedtime for you guys? What at what point did your parents have to say, okay, it's time for bed?
Never, ever. I've always been an Edna. I've been asleep by 9 o'clock most of my life by choice.
Really?
I love to get up early and go run. I used to do that. Not now. Certainly not.
I'm like, who are
you? No.
I was like...
high school. But yeah, I used to love to get up early and run before I knew about murderers and stuff.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, no, I love going to bed early.
So your parents pretty much, you were the same. You put yourself to bed.
Yeah, I wanted to go to bed early so I could hear them awake and talking, and it would just be my lullaby, so I'd go to sleep. You know, they might tuck me in. They might tell me a story, but I was just like, I'm always ready for bed. Yeah, how about you guys?
Like my mom, it was that, you know, the 9 o'clock thing until she found out I was going to be a father, and then she's like,
you're never sleeping again.
Yeah.
No, you know, I think it was like once I got into junior high, then it changed. She'd be like, you know, kind of that, like I said, that little thing. It's on you. You know, you can stay up late as you want, but if you screw up, if you don't get up in the morning, or I hear anything bitching from your teacher saying he's tired or sleeping, then you're gonna. Well, then we will have a bedtime. Mm-hmm. So I didn't. I guess, you know, pretty much she was that way too. Yeah. You know, just, you know, judge. You be the judge of when your body wants you to go to sleep. God, where is she now? Because I sure need her.
And that's when you became a dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good transition. How about you? You were always a night owl, weren't you?
I was, and I don't remember ever having a bedtime. I guess maybe I did, because me and my sister used to sleep in the same bedroom, like, for a long time. But it wasn't because we only had one bedroom. She just was so much littler than me that I think that I was the one who put her to sleep.
Yeah.
And so it just ended up that we would just sleep in the same room. And then I bought, oh God, you guys, I ended up buying this little teeny tiny couch from, what's that place? The Pier 1? Pier 1 in Ports.
Yes. Was it gray?
It was gray, and you just pulled it out, but it wasn't like a couch bed. It was just like a stupid pillow that was like only about 1 inch thick, and that was going to be my bed. So I sold my bed, and this is when I was in high school.
I remember this. It was like a poor man's futon.
Yes, and it wasn't comfortable, so I slept. I would go into my sister's room. So even through high school, I had
my couch set up, but the bed. Yeah,
it looked really cool, and my bedroom was huge because I didn't have a bed in it, but I had nowhere to sleep.
Yep.
So I would go in there. So I slept with her until I probably. Well, then I went into the then. Oh, when we moved into the other house, then I ended up getting my own room.
Yeah.
Well, I have my own room. What am I talking about? I guess I ended up getting another bed. Anyways.
Did you guys have that beautiful burgundy furry couch then? That's where you should have slept. That was the goods.
I never remember sleeping on the couch. But yeah, no, but that whole thing. But as far as that, I feel like then when we were in high school, like after she would fall asleep or whatever and stuff, I would get up and read.
Uh-huh.
Or I would stay up and watch David Letterman. That was my big thing. I loved David Letterman.
You were such a bad kid.
And yeah, but then the thing that was funny was then I couldn't get up for school the next day.
Uh-huh.
But my parents didn't enforce that. So my mom was like, well, that's on you.
She's sleeping, yeah. Okay,
yeah,
let her
and
be.
Stuff. So she would just call me in. She'd be like, Lisa's not coming to school today. She read watched David Letterman. And so then I finally, the people were like, yeah, you should just probably not come to school any for that 1 hour. Because it was like, it got to the point where I wouldn't go to first hour. And then I was like, well, I'm really tired. I'm not going to go to second hour and stuff. So I'll get there by third hour. And then it was like, well, now I'm not going to graduate. So I'm not going to go to seventh or sixth hour and stuff, because that's just silly. Mm. And then I literally didn't like fifth. And so I just go for lunch.
You majored in lunch.
Yeah.
Well, that's funny. I remember after Shannon was born, the very next day, you know, when I went, well, it wasn't the next day, a couple days after I went back to school, my mom called the school and said, here's a deal. Don't call me if he doesn't show up.
Mm-hmm.
I've given him the power. He if he can be a father, he can judge whether he's going to make it to school or not, because he may be up all night with a baby or he may not be.
Right.
He can call himself in, you know, and she goes, but I don't want to hear from you again that he has not shown up for school. That's for him to decide if he's going to do this.
He's a grown-ass man.
So that was kind of a crazy freedom of choice that my mom put on me.
Yes.
And I remember I thought, you know, this is so cool, you know. I just remember, though, she set me down and says, don't fucking take advantage of this idea, though.
Yeah.
You will go to school and you are going to graduate, but I'm trying to instill this. This is how life's going to be, because you will have a job one day where you're going to have to do almost the exact same thing.
Exactly.
You're going to have to call in if you can't make it, you know, and stuff, or you're going to have to make yourself accountable to get there.
The more you talk about her, the more I want to hang out with her.
Yeah, well, she was a crazy kid.
I think I met her in passing once. Yeah. I would love to hang out with Dave.
Yeah, she was great. And seriously, there was times I told her, I said, Mom, I'm going to drop out of school and get a job. I'm trying to use my freedom of choice towards that. And she said, oh, no, you will graduate. I will make sure you graduate. So
I'm going to give her a hug.
But, yeah, that was a kind of a crazy thing. And I remember other kids that I went to school with were like, oh, you know, that's so cool. You got this option, blah, blah. I'm like, well, it's kind of a strain on me because I got to prove that I can do this. Mm-hmm. And I remember then the first time my mom found alcohol, because we had a little fridge down in our basement to keep, you know, Shannon's bottles in and stuff and like that. Well, I had bought some beer when I was out hanging with her stepdad, and he said, hey, don't forget your beer. You know, he bought me beer. I didn't buy it. And I took it back and I put it in my fridge, but I kind of hid it. And my mom goes, don't do this. Don't disrespect me like that. You can have it.
Uh-huh.
You know, she goes, don't hide it from me. You can have it, but you know, don't be an idiot about it. You know, and so
I love her.
She used to say, she was a great person, but yeah, I mean, I seriously wouldn't be the person I am today without her instilling a lot of things in me.
Sure.
You know.
Sure.
Well, she had you, too, so.
Oh, yeah, it's true, yeah.
So you wouldn't be the person you are today at all.
Lisa raises a very obvious point.
Right, well, you know, that's my job. No doy. So when you guys got your first job, was it because you wanted a job or because you were forced by your parents?
Totally wanted a job. I wanted to buy a car.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Burger King. What was your deal? Oh, well, you had to because it was the vid, right?
I didn't have to, but yeah, no, I my first job, well, I think, was the vid, and I think it was just because I wanted extra money.
Yeah, for Capri cigarette.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One drag. Oh, it's gone. How'd that happen?
I'm going to get these things called cloves or grape.
Yeah.
What are these lines around my mouth? I'm right. Sucking on a toothpick for 5 years.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I did the vid in, and yeah. I think I just wanted a little bit of extra money.
Yeah.
I went, my mom, a friend of hers was, knew the owner of Mamma Mia's Pizza, mm-hmm. Pizzeria. And my mom said, hey, if they're looking for somebody, you know, you ought to look into it. She kind of pushed me, like, you know, you should be looking into it. I was 15 and went there. Yeah, it was crazy. And
for that week?
Yeah, for 1 week. No.
Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia, Mamma Mia. Pizzeria.
Well, when you, I don't know if you guys moved out immediately when you were 18. Of course, your situation is different because you had a family so young and stuff. But, you know, I couldn't wait to move out because I wanted to be an adult and make my own choices and do all those things without realizing, oh, my God, toilet paper. You know, it's all expensive mm-hmm. and there's so much you don't think about and you take your parents for granted and stuff. So I think I struck out for a very short time and, you know, tried to live with my girlfriends and stuff. And I was just like, I can't afford to do this on her $4 an hour or whatever. But so when I moved back home, Mom was like, cool, you can do that. You're a high school graduate. Here's your deal. You pay rent unless you are working full-time or you're going to school. And I will help you get through school and whatever if you want to do that. Or if you're working, then pay me rent, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, that seems fair. You know, she's like, I just want you to be doing something. Well, I lost my job somewhere. I can't remember where it was. And I didn't work for like a week. Mm-hmm. And she's like, are you putting out resumes? What are you doing? What's your next job? And I'm like, Mom, I've been working since I was 15. Years old.
And you were 16 at this point.
Can I have a break? Yes. I'm like, I'm exhausted. Do you even know? And she just laughed at me and she said, get your ass out there and pound the pavement.
Did you have to pay rent?
No, I didn't because I was out of work for 1 week.
Okay.
Yeah. And
you,
yeah. And
you
then
never
I,
had to pay
I
rent
moved
at your
out.
Parents?
Yeah. No. I moved out as soon as I could. Not because they aren't wonderful, but I just wanted to make my own choices of cereal.
Right.
Yeah, definitely. That's a huge choice.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I remember my mom, I moved back to her house after me and Shannon's mom had split up and everything. And she's like, okay, well, that's fine. You can move back, but I am going to expect you to pay me rent. And I said, you know, that's totally fair. That's totally fair. I go, what are we thinking? She goes, I'm thinking $75 a month sounds fair. And I went, oh, God.
How am I ever going to make it?
$75 a month? What are you... How
what
will
a slave
I?
Driver.
I'm like, how will I live?
That's a pair of Adidas, Mom.
But it's so funny. It's so funny to think, you know, that $75 a month or ever everything. But you know, it was fine, paid that. But I remember the first apartment that me and my ex-wife Cindy got when Brett was just a little guy. It was a one-bedroom apartment, and you know, it was $225 a month. God.
How much was that little? The little house that we lived
the little
in
house,
was $400 a month, right?
No, it was $300 when we first moved in. Oh. And uh-huh. The guy says, you live here for a year. I won't raise your rent if you pay me $300. He goes, but I'll have to raise it $50. But when we left there, we paid $385.
Oh, my God.
The last, and we lived there for like, what, four years?
4 years, yeah.
And it was the cutest little thing.
It was so
yeah.
Fun.
Yeah. Oh, I wanted to take that house and put it on some land and put a basement underneath of it. And
yeah.
But no, I just remember I was crushed. My mom said, you'll have to pay $75 a month. And I'm like, you know.
You make it happen.
But yeah.
Make it
and
work.
It was funny because my brother just had gotten out of the Navy and moved back home. And she said the same thing, mm-hmm. you know, 75. And both of us were like,
ooh, oh, God. You're going to have to get a side hustle.
Oh, my gosh. Well, there's that.
That's what you got.
Were those all the choice questions? Those were great questions.
Yes. Okay, so just one last thing. I mean, this is probably kind of a long thing and stuff, but
okay.
How do you think, I mean, okay, we know that Americans have more freedom than some other countries,
mm-hmm.
but how do you think that we differ from other countries? Like, as far, like in places, are there still arranged marriages?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I mean.
Yeah, they have children that are in wars in the military. Mm-hmm. Children that are in the workforce. Mm-hmm. You know, luckily we have those child labor laws and stuff. Some people think that they could be much older and not. But like the safety things,
mm-hmm.
You know, there's all those rules. I don't know. I think I would rather not be anywhere else. I like it here.
Yeah, that's why so many people are coming.
But the freedom here, I think that our kids have a lot of freedom, and I don't think that always benefits them.
True. Well, and I also, like, you have to be in school for a certain amount of time, mm-hmm. you know, stuff like that. If you're not, you have to be. So I think that's, like, a great value. I mean, like, look at, you know, the kids, I know this sounds so cliche, but the kids in Africa, you know, and stuff, they don't get
they
to go to school.
They have to work, yeah.
Yeah, and they would love nothing more than to be able to go to school.
Absolutely.
Or women can't go to school, or, you know, blah, 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 blah. So it's just like, I mean, it's been said over and over, and it's so, again, it's cliche and dumb, but I think that we take it for granted, and I myself do, and I think that the younger generation does.
100%. And I love the title of this episode. My very, very favorite thing about being an American is being free and having freedom. But it's not just that I enjoy it and appreciate it. It's like I couldn't live without it. Mm-hmm. I don't want to live without freedom.
So are you saying you're proud to be an American because at least you know you're free?
I know how much you love that song. Let's sing it together.
Have you forgotten the man who died that gave that right to you?
No, I definitely haven't. But okay. Thank you for that, Lee Greenwood. But to me, it is the singular most important thing about being a person, not just being an American. And when so many of those freedoms are so hard fought and hard won. And, you know, the blood of our ancestors is on the ground with it. I'm not trying to be dramatic. I'm just saying it how it is.
Preach,
and
girl.
Thank you. And when people don't appreciate that, and, you know, being little princesses about ridiculous things that other people died for, it hurts me. And more than it hurts me, it pisses me off. And it's just like, if you don't like it, fucking leave.
Right.
And we are so fortunate, and we're so soft. You know, all these people did these crazy things when they were kids, mm-hmm. you know, when they were teenagers. And I just can't stress enough how important it is to me when I see some of these freedoms being taken away, I'm like, what is next?
Right.
You know, what do we do next? I worry about your kids. I worry about your grandkids. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just like they won't, you know, what if there is only one brand of cereal?
Oh, no.
And what if it's shredded oats?
Shredded oats.
That's shredded wheat. As long as it's shredded oats, that'd be really hard to eat.
They're so whittle.
Frosted shredded wheat is fine.
Yes.
It's actually very good.
Ooh, yeah.
Shredded
that
wheat without frosting on it, not so much.
Kind of tough. The milk, it sucks it up. You're like, hey, where'd my milk go?
If there's enough milk and it gets a little soggy and you put enough sugar on it, it's all right.
It's all good. Yeah.
But I would rather, I'd go with something
You're
else.
Not going to go out on purpose as a 50-something-year-old person. Get the gigantic shredded wheat puffs in a pouch.
Some
and
might.
Then put them in a bowl.
Oh, God.
Not a 50. I think it's a 60th birthday. You throw a candle in it?
Because you need to be able to more regular.
That's right. And sugar's bad and salt's bad and it's all bad.
Okay. Well, there you go. I think we're good with our meat, and we're going to come back with what you're talking about.
Right. I believe in the freedom song. Long live liberty. I believe in the freedom song. And I'll choose my own destiny.
Hey guys, thanks for sticking with us, and you know, that's your choice.
That's your freedom of choice.
That is your choice.
You could have turned this off, but you didn't.
You should have.
Thank God.
No, you shouldn't have. You should listen over and over and over again.
You can listen to me and Lisa if you like. I'll turn Shelly's mic off, my freedom of choice.
I think I just got fired. That wasn't my choice.
And your kufir is down now. I'm taking your car keys.
We have to get a new logo, new business cards for the Manwich Badwich podcast.
Actually, we'll just cross out your picture.
How many people look like this, Lisa? We know some other chicks.
Yeah, there gotta be. Or we'll just we'll superimpose your face over
her
face.
Hey, niece Megan, we need a stand-in.
Right, yeah. Okay, so this segment is called What You Talking About, which is where we talk about whatever we want to. And sometimes it's funny, sometimes it's poignant, sometimes it's sad. My last one was a little bit sad. It'll make you think, and sometimes it won't make you think at all. But I'm going to go first. Mine is, I just came across an article which was entitled, Bad Movies That Are Really Good.
Oh.
I love it.
So I want to see what you guys think, if you really thought that these were bad movies or if you thought that they were good movies or if you've even seen them.
One more time. So they're saying bad movies that were really good or good movies that were really bad?
Bad movies that we really think were good.
That they think were good, yeah.
They got the under 10% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay.
Like, people did not like them. They were like, zero stars, this and that. But yet, I thought it was actually kind of good.
I'm excited for this.
I mean, I didn't write the article, but they... Okay. Do you get it?
Yes, I'm intrigued.
Right. Okay, what about Point Break?
Oh, I know it's very popular. I just like surfer dudes without shirts on.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
You liked it? Would you say it's a good movie or a bad movie?
I would say it was cheesy, but that doesn't make it bad. I'll say good. Okay. Yes.
Anthony Kiedis is in it.
That's right.
It's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I liked it. I'm sorry. I'm one of those people that did like it. Uh-huh. I thought it had a very good story to it. The way that, you know, the dude, the what's his name? Patrick Swayze played. He wasn't going to go to jail, wasn't going to go to prison.
No.
I'm going out on my own. Freedom of choice. I'm taking myself out.
Oh, that's right.
And he surfs against...
together.
He takes the biggest, because it was the biggest surf coming in. He's like, I'm not missing this. And Keanu Reeves is like, bro, you're coming with me. You're coming with me. He goes, nah, bruh. Hanging loose.
Thanks for telling us, Ian, Daryl. That's, whatever.
That's his choice.
Now I don't have to see it. No, I've seen it. Okay, what about Spice World?
What was Spice World?
I never saw it. Spice Girls movie.
Oh, I thought maybe it was something Gordon Ramsay did.
Did you ever see it?
I must not have if I didn't.
You never saw it?
No. Is it just like a documentary following them around, or what's the deal?
I don't remember. I've seen it. I hate when people say that.
I've seen it.
I saw the movie.
Did you see it with our daughters? Or?
Probably.
Yeah.
And I don't remember not liking it. I don't remember, like, that was horrible.
It was like, did they walk around and sing and stuff and do...
I don't remember.
Spice the world!
Yeah.
Spice up the world. I have a question for you when you're done with this list.
Yeah, okay. Billy Madison.
Oh, come on, classic.
Shampoo, right?
Right.
That's quacktabulous.
I love Billy Madison. I thought it was great.
I think that was right before I got sick of his shtick.
Because it was kind of staying the same.
Yeah, yeah. He was a one-trick pony for a while, and I think that was the last of that era. I loved him in Happy Gilmore, but he was always the same guy.
Mm-hmm.
But then, what was it? As of late, him and Drew Barrymore, nemesis,
they've
been doing some great movies together.
Yeah.
But Billy Madison, I think, was the end of his good, goofy era.
Okay. What was the one where he did that one with Drew Barrymore where she had a short-term memory?
51st Dates.
Yeah, he had to do the same thing over and over.
Yes. Yeah.
But the brother... that played Rudy.
Yeah.
He killed me. Yeah. He had that silly lisp and stuff.
Yeah.
Throwing the wick out.
God. I love a good lisp.
Yeah.
Serious.
Okay. So, yeah, we all like that. Joe Dirt?
I never saw it.
There was certain parts of it, but I'm not a Kid Rock fan. Douchebag, so, you know.
Kid Rock was in it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That makes sense.
Want some cries with that? You know,
really?
Cry fries or something. Yeah, I can't stand the guy.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen
So, other than that, I probably would have watched it because it had, what's his name from Saturday Night Live?
Was David Spade.
David Spade, but
yeah.
Gosh, that used to do the news and he had his own talk show too with the real guy.
Seth.
No. Oh my God, I can't think.
Dennis Miller.
Yeah, Dennis Miller is the one that's interviewing him and tells the whole story goes on.
Because we'll have to watch it.
But yeah, I mean, I love Dennis Miller, of course. But yeah, no, it was okay.
There's a lot more.
Sounds like a guilty pleasures list.
I guess Roadhouse.
Oh, awesome!
Oh, hell yeah, man!
Okay. Awesome.
Clueless.
Oh, that was cute.
I thought so too.
Yeah, very cute.
Rat Race.
No idea.
Yeah.
Oh, Rat Race was funny because Bean's in it.
Yeah, the Mr. Bean.
He kept falling asleep all the time.
There's a guy that was like a Middle Eastern. He kept going, "It's a race! It's a race!
It's a race! It's a race!"
I don't know. It was funny.
Yeah, I thought it was good too.
So I Married an Axe Murderer.
The best.
That's, what's his name?
Yes.
Mike Myers. Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's one of those where you could cut it up in segments. Like, the first half is really good, and then it goes so off the rails, you're like, what happened?
It's been so long, and he's my favorite.
Oh, it's great.
Red Dawn.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Start to finish.
Wolverine.
That's right.
Tango and Cash.
Oh, there's
I
a dog.
Loved it.
Was it Sylvester Stallone in a dog?
Yeah, and no.
Rocky and Cash.
Unless you want to call Kurt Russell a dog, I think he's quite handsome.
There's zero dogs in it.
No, that's the one with Tom Hanks.
Turner and Hooch.
You got it mixed up. You're like, Tango and Hooch. They all came out at the same time.
They really
it was
did.
Great,
oh
though.
Oh, my God.
No, it's
so
actually
many partners.
Tango and Cash is cute.
Yeah.
And they're cop buddies?
I think so. And there's a big dog that drools on everything.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. That's all. That's
Tango
my...
and Hooch. That's what a about, great like, list.
Overboard.
Overboard it's is perfect. Not a bad. That is a perfect
great movie.
Movie.
From
yeah.
start to finish.
Yes.
Yeah.
That
yes.
is
so,
a lot
so fun. I
children.
Love the whole...
Twin, oh twin!
These are really my kids.
Did I used to be fat? Because they got all the clothes of the arc. Okay, everybody watch Overboard.
The little kid that
you'll
talked like Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah,
all the time he was like this.
She's like, why does my child talk like that? The one with Goldie Hawn you have to see. I've never seen the other one.
No, the original.
No,
the original.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
no point.
Oh my God,
yeah.
that's a great movie. Okay, that's my Wichita.
I don't want to follow that. That was so good, Lisa. That was great.
Thank you. You always say that.
Do you want me
but
to go next?
True.
Yeah, you go.
Because
yeah,
mine's kind of stupid, but
perfect. Well, you can be the stupid or
in the middle.
Mine, yeah. Even though I do the music part of our show, but I just kind of wanted to say this too because I have my music part mm-hmm. ready. But I wanted to say this. So on St. Patty's Day, which is my most favorite day to. Oh, God, one of my, besides Thanksgiving days, to eat.
Oh, yeah, there's good eating.
St. Patty's Day. I love it. And I got my Guinness this year and everything, so it was perfect. But I asked my wife, after she came home from having her dog experience all day and stuff, I said, can we watch the Taylor Swift concert on Disney? And she said, yeah. So I'm getting stuff ready, cooking. We got the Swiftie concert going on. Guys, I am a 50-something year old man, believe me, her sets, everything on that show, it's incredible. The little gal does a great job. I loved it. I loved the whole show. Great dancers, mm-hmm. everything. It was entertaining.
Costume
so
changes.
Even if you don't know her music, because I don't know, well, I know maybe six songs, so shush. But if you don't know her music or anything, go check it out, because it's a lot of fun. So I know I should have used it for the music segment, but I wanted to use it for what you're talking about.
You can talk about music twice.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Did you guys, like, cozy in, get some snacks? Lisa,
no,
put your balls right in her purse?
She I just got them back, too. No, she was chilling on the couch because she was so sore from doing all the dog stuff.
Poor baby.
I couldn't move.
That, you know, even when dinner was done, she kind of looked at me like, do we have TV trays anymore?
I go, because I usually take out the dish. Well, I don't usually. I try to be the one to take the dishes out of the dishwasher because he does all the rest of the cleaning. And I was like, I know the dishwasher's clean, but I can't. And then he's like, it's fine, you're fine.
That's an overwhelming task after a day of puppy love.
You're right? Yeah.
No, that's really good. It looks like a great show. I'll have to check that out.
Incredible. I'd like to know who did her stages.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Wouldn't
yeah.
that be a fun job?
Yeah.
Set design for
so
Taylor
cool.
Swift.
Yeah.
Oh, she's a phenomenon. Good call. I'm reading from History Facts again. I'm loving this email that I get every day. There's always something weird going on. I think that when we're talking about America and we're talking about freedom, it makes you think of who? Name a president.
The freedom.
George, no, I like my Abraham Lincoln.
Lisa?
Are we thinking about freedom, you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably Lincoln. He freed the slaves, right?
My third guess is Richard Nixon. Richard Nixon helped fund his first political campaign by playing poker. How much money do you need to have a political campaign, you ask?
My poker.
So please. Much.
Nice.
So before he was president, Richard Nixon was such a prolific poker player that he amassed enough winnings to help fund his very first political campaign.
Yeah.
In January 1944, Nixon was stationed in the South Pacific while serving in the USS Navy, and it was during that time that he became something of a card shark. Shock?
Shark.
Card shark. Card shaka. Though it's rumored he had no idea how to even play poker upon his arrival at the base. Nixon quickly took an interest in learning the game and spent hours studying strategy before putting his money at risk. His hard work proved fruitful, and the future president raked in around $40 to $50 each night, roughly $700 to $875 today. One fellow serviceman noticed that once he saw Nixon bluff a lieutenant commander out of $1,500 with a pair of deuces.
Nice.
Nixon continued to win big before returning stateside in July. Upon arriving home, he claimed to have won around $8,000, which is around $140,000 today, from his various poker exploits, though some estimates put the winnings closer to $6,800. Either way, The number was quite substantial. In 1946, Nixon decided to enter the world of politics and run for Congress in California's 12th District. A political newcomer, he turned to his poker savings as a way to jumpstart his campaign, using the winnings to fund approximately 20% of its total costs. The choice paid off as Nixon easily coasted to victory over incumbent Jerry Voorhees. It's the same as Jason's in Friday the 13th.
Okay.
marking the beginning of his political climb. So, guys, I want you to know that I had four to pick from, and that was the best one. So that's what I'm talking about. Richard Nixon, he's in office because of poker.
What I have to say is that is quite a scandal. I'm glad none of the rest, nothing else happened in his whole time as president.
You know what he said after every time he won a card game? I am not a crook.
Right? Yeah. So, phew, on that whole
man.
Thing.
I know.
Yeah. If we would have just known that.
What?
And stuff that, yeah.
Card shark. Oh, woohoo.
Perfect.
He came across as so honest.
Right, he did. So that's our What You Talking About, and we'll be back with Wow.
Wow moment.
Now, ladies, it's time for the Cosmic Seeker of Love. He's more than just a mule, and he ain't no sloppy Joe. Oh, yeah.
Wow. It's our wow moment, guys.
He's going to Wauchita.
I stepped on your dick on that one. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Ouch.
Okay. I was going to say,
she was background.
Wauchita, and then you said, wow, it's Chita, and it all sounded good.
She said, wow, Wauchita.
What'd you say?
I just went, wow.
Oh.
To the tune of going to Wauchita. He's a Seven Nation
Shell's
Army.
Shell's the one that came up with this. You heard
yeah,
her.
Yeah, I was a bigger was, dick stepper.
Yeah, you stepped on
well,
her dick.
That was very cute.
No, it was great.
Good
great
job.
That was but anyway, great. Guys, it's our wow moment time. So this is our new segment, guys, in case you are just tuning in. We are our chief of staff of everything else, Miss Shell's.
Richard Nixon?
Yeah. She's not a crook. She came up with the wow moment, and it's becoming one of our fan favorites. They're loving it. So I get
Thanks.
some good response back from it. So who would like to give out their wow moment first?
Lisa?
Sure.
Okay.
I went first last time.
Okay, I'll go.
Okay.
I'll go. So Daryl's true crime is music.
It
and I
really
want to fuck you
show.
Like an animal. No, so the well stands for Well of Wisdom, and Daryl does music, and Lisa does animals, and I do. Lisa does animals reminds me of a movie we used to see way back in the day. But mine is about true crime. So this week, I'm going to give you guys, faithful listeners, your faithful of listeners, true crime rule number 14. And this is if you are a murder suspect. I have a little advice for you. Watch your expression. Watch your sauce box. I don't like it. What your expression is supposed to look like when you're a murder suspect is like stone-faced, perhaps sorry, maybe nervous, maybe scared, not snarky. I don't like Mm-mm. snark. Mm-mm. I don't like smug. I don't like your silly little grin. I don't like any of that shit. I'm going to have pictures for you guys of what not to do if you are a murder suspect. There is a whole article about it on that thing that I saw. And it is bad. Oh, nope, that's not it. But I need a bigger notebook is what is happening. But here's the main one that you guys are going to look for. It's, do you guys remember the killer on the high bridge, the Delphi guy?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Taking fucking smiley selfies of himself in his orange jumpsuit in jail. I hate you.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yes, I'll send you guys a picture. Oh. He sucks. That guy sucks. Don't do
How
it.
How do you get a phone in jail?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know, but I'll send it to you guys.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's because he's still a suspect. I don't know that he's been convicted. He's being held.
Oh.
But I still don't think he can have a suspect. He had to smuggle
I think things have changed in jail these days.
I
know. You know, since you was in the hooch gal, baby.
That hooch gal. Well, rule number 15, no dick pics if you're in jail. I like it.
You can't go, I don't want you to go over your rules, but can I say something and add to that?
Please, because I found my other rest of my list too. Let's expand.
Well, I'm just going to say it to avoid all of this.
Yes.
If you are a murder suspect or a suspect in anything, as the case may be, And it, this is only for the people who really didn't do it. If you did do it, keep being stupid.
Right.
But if you didn't do it, just ask for a lawyer.
Yes, done. Always ask for a lawyer.
Always ask for a lawyer.
Yeah, don't let them talk to you before you even see a lawyer.
Nope.
And if you're nervous and you get one of those crazy pants faces, you just, hey, no pictures, please.
And no lie detector tests.
No, mm-hmm. And no bad lighting.
And don't believe
people never
if they
look
say,
good in these things.
True. You know, oh, you won't do a lie detector test, this, you're guilty. Like, no, I need to talk to my lawyer first.
Yes.
Then we'll go from there.
And see what my lawyer says.
Yes, it's archaic technology.
I feel like we've all been there or something.
I just watch way too much true crime.
I would fail every lie detector test. I've been like just a sweaty, nervous, high heart rate.
I always think everybody thinks I'm lying. Even when I'm not lying, they're like, that cannot possibly be true.
And it makes you more nervous.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, that's a good one. Yeah. That picture of Casey Anthony where she's all smirky and smug.
Yeah, she was pretty smirky and smug.
Yeah, I don't like it. There's a picture I saw of a Palestinian guy. He killed a teenager during a rampage. Mr. Smiles. He's all giggles. He's got McGuggle face.
He's a giggle box.
I don't like it. But the name of the magazine that had all the smiling mug shots of accused murders, it's In Touch magazine. So it's a highly regarded journalistic endeavor.
Right, next to the Inquirer.
Yes, and not T-Mobile, TMZ.
How was all TNT? Dynamite.
And that is my wow about true crime rule number 14.
Nice. I'll go next. Yeah. Okay. All right, guys. As you know, I get the music part, which is just everything I love. And I kind of did a little research today. Thought this would be a little fun to do. But how old was your favorite guitarist when they started guitaring? So I started out with some of my favorites and stuff. And you can Google your own. But Eric Clapton picked up the old guitar when he was 13.
Ooh.
Started playing blues music. That was his music that he preferred. Mr. Jimi Hendrix, one of our guitar gods, was 15.
Awesome.
Eddie Van Halen started with drums because his parents bought him drums. He wasn't good at the drums. Alex took over the drums. Eddie took over the guitar at 11.
Wow.
Elvis Presley picked up the guitar. One of his reverends that he went to church with had a guitar, taught him how to play guitar at 11.
I love this.
Kurt Cobain picked up the guitar at 14. Now, this is the one that blew me out of the water. Angus Young, and hence the word young, started playing guitar at 5 years old.
Get out of here.
And like, damn, Young was playing young.
Could even pick it up?
Yeah, right?
Angus
but,
Young is a
those
DC
were just
DC
a few
fame.
Few of my guys. But my lady guitarist, Joan Jett, was 15 years old.
Damn.
When she started playing. This one here I thought was very, very cool. Miss Melissa Etheridge started playing guitar at 8 years old.
I
That's
love
why
that.
She's so amazing.
That's
so
a great list,
Earl. You can always go and Google who your favorite guitarist is and see when they started playing. And there's a whole story with everybody and how they started, but I thought it was pretty cool that Elvis's reverend taught him, you know, he had a guitar. And it just goes on. Angus Young's was really interesting. He was 5 years old. His uncle had a guitar. All he could do was go up to it. It was leaned up against the wall and just kind of strum it. And they're kind of noticing, hey, he's doing something there.
He's
so
pretty good.
But yeah, at 5 years old. So yeah, that was just a quickie, but fun one.
That's fascinating.
Wow, Daryl.
Thank you, Daryl.
Yay. Okay, my wow is always about animals. I have a specific interest in dogs, as we all know. I love them so. And so my wow is, should your dog sleep in your bed?
Ooh.
That is the question.
There's so many people that are against it, but let's hear it.
It is. So this is what this article says. Sleeping with your dog indeed has many benefits. Anxiety and depression are eased. A safe and secure feeling is enhanced. The playful dog acts like a child during the day and becomes an angel guardian at night. He is alert even at the slightest sounds to ensure your safety. While some owners allow their dogs to sleep in beds, others are more comfortable keeping them in their room, but on the floor. Moreover, if you have asthmatic patients or have children at home, you should avoid dogs sleeping in your bed. When should you let your dog sleep in your bed? I'm sorry, when shouldn't?
I was like, did we just learn that
like
lesson?
Always?
It's okay. Go and scene.
Take two. When shouldn't you let your dog sleep in your bed? If your dog is not crate or potty trained. If it has a habit of chewing bed lining, digging things, biting wood, or is quirky.
The biting wood.
Yeah, apparently. Is growling, snapping, or snarling. Is aggressive often. Has health issues such as orthopedic pain, neck pain, etc. If you are prone to allergies and have health issues that can indirectly affect your health from your pet. Or if you have health issues that can affect your pet. Hi, I'm new. regarding your health issues, some human diseases can you can get from dogs are influenza, bacterial infections, and tuberculosis.
You can get the flu from your dog?
Apparently.
Huh.
Yeah. Huh. Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay. Dun, 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 dun. And you can in and ringworm.
Uh-huh.
Yes, from your dog. So, when is it okay to let your dog sleep in your bed? If your dog is potty trained, if it's healthy and fit as a fiddle, if it doesn't wake up frequently at night, if it doesn't bark, snore, or make any noises at night. Dun, 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 dun. If it acknowledges its sleeping spot in the bed, if it's clean and well-groomed. If you are well acquainted with your dog's sleeping pattern, if your dog is obedient, if your dog is free from allergies, and if you have enough space for your co-sleeping buddy on your bed. That is not necessarily true. that is if you kick your co-sleeper out of your bed to let the dog in. Yeah, so you can do that. So basically, I think as in everything, that's up to you.
Sure.
Freedom. But the one thing
that's your freedom of choice.
It is. It's a freedom of choice. And the one thing I kind of got out of that, because Fiona needs to be groomed so bad, is that I don't want to get ringworm. No, she has all her shots. but she does need to get groomed. So if anybody knows a really good groomer that's under $50, please let me know.
Yeah, hit us up.
Or if anybody's becoming a groomer and you need to try and practice on a dog,
right.
Yeah. We'll pimp her out.
We have the perfect one.
No. We've got some models for you.
So there's that.
Did either one of you guys ever have ringworm?
No.
As a person?
Yeah.
No. What is it?
I did when I was a kid. Really? I got it. What is it?
How?
It's a worm that gets in it. It gets in your skin and does a little thing. We had to put like an iodine on it. Yeah.
And did it like come out of your skin? It was a worm.
It would kill it and then it would come out. But yeah, it was weird. Ringworm, believe it or not, when I was a kid was kind of a big thing because a lot of people didn't get their dogs shots.
Sure.
Got it from your dog?
Yeah, you just had a dog. You know, our dogs today are probably the best taken care of pets that there are.
Oh, for sure.
But back in the day, people would just pick up a dog and think that they didn't have to do anything. You know, they'd lose their teeth. You know, they had poor health and stuff. But yeah, it's kind of weird because I remember when I was a kid, there was a ringworm outbreak at my school.
So did you have it in just one spot or many spots on your
just
body?
Just one spot. That I remember getting was the one spot. And my mom would watch it and stuff and put this weird stuff on it.
It's a ringademic.
Well, there you go.
But it's kind of weird. Kidding. But when you said ringworm, I went, yeah.
Honey.
Like when Shelly hears hot dogs.
It just makes me wonder why people wouldn't let their dogs sleep with them. And now I know.
Yeah. Well, and also, with the volunteering thing that I it was like, not almost all of them. Every single one of the dogs that were there were already crate trained.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you didn't tell me that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, which I think is amazing.
I thought you were going to say they were cray cray.
No. Well, there was some that were cray cray. But they were crate trained. So I don't know. At that point, don't you kind of keep them that way?
Because they get comfortable, exactly. Right? Well, they feel safe there.
Yeah.
They say dogs like that because dogs, they come from wolves and wolves like cave or, they like, so
a den.
They do. They like that. And I see it with her. She likes to be someplace, not totally in a hole,
confined.
But she likes to be like.
Oh. And when he says her, he's not pointing to either me or Shelley. He's pointing to Fiona. Sorry,
we always have a dog in the studio. Yeah. So, but I mean, when Linus, he didn't mind the crate, did he?
Yeah, he hated it.
Yeah,
oh, he did.
So did Guinness.
Oh, yeah. I thought
he just wanted to be near me, and he felt trapped.
Oh, okay.
So I'm just trying to imagine a dog with the flu, and I'm imagining Linus on his back, and with the little old ice pack on the top, and a thermometer, and me rubbing Vicks VapoRub on his chest.
Oh, yeah. I could see that.
Poor doggies with the flu. Those snotty nosed dogs.
Oh, Lisa. So that's my well. Do it or don't. I sleep with my dog and I do not sleep with my husband. And that's just at night.
And that's your choice.
And that's my freedom of choice.
Freedom of choice.
And actually, that happened before we had dogs.
Yeah.
He's the one who went out of the bedroom.
No, we had Guinness.
No, you started when we were in the little house.
Yeah, but we already. Oh, no. You're right. It was after my accident.
Yeah.
Folks, I was in a motorcycle accident, and I didn't want to sleep with her because I thought she'd roll over and hit
crush
my leg.
Him, yes.
Okay, so it wasn't like a Golden State Killer thing where your thing is across the house so you could sneak out at night to kill people?
No.
I hardly
just snored.
That started this house.
I was going to say, I could hardly walk. I was on a walker. I couldn't kill nobody.
Yeah. But anyways, if you listen to this, you've heard that a million times.
Yes.
And we still love each other and, the sex times. Okay, so...
Freedom of speech.
That's my choice. It's my choice to say
freedom
that.
Freedom of TMI is what we got.
The bad witch and the man witch are still knocking boots.
That's an old timey saying. That should have been in the last episode.
Remember when the kids used to listen to this show and we had Patreon and
it's
stuff?
Like they don't know. Come on.
It's healthy.
Yeah, exactly.
Live your best life.
Yeah, I still want my mom to know. I don't want my mom to know I've ever done that.
She'll be like, Lisa, you're going to get ringworm.
Right. Can I still?
I don't know.
Get ringworm?
Oh. I'm not a ringworm doctor.
Okay. Thank you again, you guys, for listening to another show and getting through it with us. We'll get you there.
That was a fun one.
Yeah.
Daryl always gets us there. Thank you, man.
Thank you.
That was a really fun show. Thank you both.
There's going to be some fun stuff on Patreon, so join us there just for $5 a month. And do it so you can help support us. If you're listening to this for free, then good for you.
But you can also help.
Throw us a bone.
Yeah, tell us a friend.
Do that. Or rate and review us.
Sure.
That's a big thing. Yeah.
You know what else is free? Give us a compliment.
Go to our Facebook page and say how pretty we are.
I'll take anything right now. I'll take anything.
Yeah, right now you're going to start seeing some of our photo shoot pictures coming up. Uh-huh. So compliment us on those. I mean, we did a lot of work to get that.
And we're foxy.
We are foxy. And compliment Amber Braxton on her excellent photography. And, I forgot to tell you guys, you are free to stay witchy, my friends.
Oh, free to stay bitchy.
Oh, no! Must be the season of...